Well, this week, KJZZ's Fronteras desk has been investigating the costs behind a migrant crisis. Over the last 3 years, tens of thousands of unaccompanied minors have fled Central America for the U.S. Many have wound up in the hands of labor traffickers. That was the case in Ohio, where 10 teenagers, some as young as 14, labored as prisoners for over a year. KJZC's Laurel Morales reports the final part of our series.
About an hour north of Columbus, past acres of rolling hills, farmhouses, and brown cows grazing in tall green grass, you'll find a trailer park. Standing outside one particular trailer brings back bad memories for this young man from Guatemala.
Había bastante cucarachas.
It was in really poor conditions, like a lot of roaches, holes everywhere. It was just very bad.
He didn't want to use his name because of the threats his captors made against him and his family. He came to the U.S. with the promise of a good job and the chance to go to school. What he got? 12 hours a day, 6 days a week of de-beaking, vaccinating, and cleaning up after chickens at an egg farm. He says he and the other teenagers earned $500 a week, but the traffickers who lured them north kept all but $60. The leader of the trafficking ring, Alvaro Castillo Serrano of Guatemala, earned at least $225,000 off the kids' labor.
Pagaron el coyote.
I didn't think it was illegal. I thought they were helping me because they spent the money to bring me here.
Trafficker Castillo Serrano told the boy he owed him $15,000 for smuggling him into the U.S. The men held a deed to his family's farm as collateral. When they first arrived in the U.S., the teenagers were picked up by the U.S. Border Patrol and put in federal custody. That's where Castillo Serrano and his co-conspirators claimed them. They posed as friends of family. Federal officials at Health and Human Services then handed the kids over to the trafficking gang. At a January Homeland Security Subcommittee hearing, Ohio Senator Rob Portman took HHS to task.
The horrible trafficking crime that occurred in Marion, Ohio, could likely have been prevented if HHS had adopted common sense measures for screening sponsors and checking in on the well-being of at-risk children. Protections that are standard, by the way, standard in foster care systems run by all the states.
HHS spokesman Mark Greenberg said the challenge was a program that increased over 3 years from 6,000 kids to nearly 60,000.
There is no question we were facing a whole set of capacity issues.
Since the fall of 2013, Central American families have sent at least 90,000 children to the U.S. A Senate investigation showed HHS placed at least 19 of those children into the hands of traffickers. And those are just the kids we know about.
The system was ripe for this to happen.
Jessica Ramos is an attorney who works with unaccompanied minors in Ohio.
Due to the surge and the way that the government reacted to it, the way that they relaxed their standards.
Since the Ohio arrests, HHS officials say they have stepped up sponsor screening practices and hired 70 more employees. But they anticipate more unaccompanied minors. The violence in Central America shows no signs of stopping. The young boy from Guatemala says his parents, his entire family, wanted him to escape the gangs.
There will be like killings almost every day. These gang members, they're all covered up in tattoos. They shave their heads. There's a certain age where basically they're trying to recruit you. And if you say no, they basically take you with them and they kill you.
Another victim was 18 from Honduras when Castillo Serrano pulled him into the Ohio labor ring.
Cuando uno está en su país, uno tiene una maleta.
Everyone who comes here has a suitcase or a backpack full of dreams they left back home.
He wanted to be a nurse. After leaving the egg farm, he went to work at a dairy farm. Now that he's not paying the traffickers, he has money to share with his family back home, and he's putting his sister through nursing school.
Yeah, she's living my dream, but it's much harder for her because she walks out the door and she has to make sure she's not going to get her head cut off.
Fleeing violence like this puts underage migrants in a vulnerable position. Traffickers and even some U.S. employers realize that and take advantage of them.
I mean, it's basically modern slavery.
Brian DeFranco is an immigration attorney in Ohio.
It's probably happening all over the country as we speak. There are entire segments of labor in this country that not only rely but thrive on this human trafficking.
DeFranco says unaccompanied minors now make up a third of his caseload. And he says until employers increase wages or lawmakers accept the U.S. needs people willing to do hard work for little money, some will continue to take advantage of those less fortunate and abuse the system. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.
You can see photos and hear all the stories in the series, The Costs Behind the Migrant Crisis, at kjzz.org.